Welcome to Can You Say Mama, a podcast by two first-time mamas offering unfiltered opinions on motherhood, relationships, lifestyle, and all the things in between.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
It's a good day.
It's a good one. It's a busy one.
Yeah.
It's a day.
It is. I feel like, because it was a full moon, I think, yesterday.
Oof.
Something is off in the universe.
Yeah. I'm just gonna say yeah,
yes,
yeah,
T's and P's for you.
Yeah. Yes, it's been a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like my sleep last night, I slept for a long time. Like, I went to bed, I think, at 10. Like, I remember shutting all my stuff off, going to bed. I couldn't have been awake past 10:15 maybe.
Yeah.
And I woke up this morning so sleepy still.
Really?
I was exhausted.
Yeah.
And then today I'm like, oh, it was a full moon. That for sure.
Yeah, just something messing about that. Whatever it is it the magnetic pole or whatever it does?
I don't know.
It Fs with something.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I had an ultrasound today.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby, this comes as no surprise, would not stop moving.
Oh,
every ultrasound I've had with this child, always moving.
Yeah.
I used Brooklyn was the same way, and I'm like, oh gosh, I was hoping this would be the calm one.
Right.
Like, I love her and her energy, but she's full energy.
She is 110% all the time.
Full energy.
All the time.
My sister was watching her for a couple hours for us the other day because she's in town, and then I went to get her, and she's just like high energy all the time. I don't know how you do it. I'm like, yeah, what do you think? I'm tired all the time.
Truly.
Yeah, but it's also the best. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the ultrasound took way longer than it was supposed to because she couldn't get the measurements and photos that she needed to get because it would not stay still. She kept going, okay, I'm going to try the heart again. No, not right now. Okay. Okay, I'm going to try the heart again. No, still moving around. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Like, this kid would just not stop.
But the question of the day is, did they spill the beans on the sex of the baby?
Okay, I don't think so.
Oh, no.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because they asked me when I got there, do you want to know? I said no.
Yeah.
Then when I went in the room, she said, do you want to know? And I said, no, please. And I said, and I've heard of some people like accidentally finding out. And I said, it's kind of a fear of mine. It's become a fear. Like, I don't want to find out. And she said, oh, great. She's like, I won't even look.
Okay.
And it just like one last thing for me to do. And I said, perfect.
I won't even look though. I feel like that's concerning.
But I feel like something. Like, especially this baby's moving around all the time.
Yeah. And then, like, they know what they're doing.
At the end, when Tyler came in to look as well, she's like, oh, here, I want to show you the legs. So she's like, hold on. So she flipped the screen to her. She's like, I don't want to expose the gender or whatever. But the way she said it, and I was like, does that mean it's obvious? Like, I mean, and so when I left, I was like, does that mean it's a boy? Like, it's really obvious.
Yeah.
And Ty's like, well, no, but it's because, like, if you saw and you saw nothing,
exactly,
you know, it's a girl.
Like,
but
you would know either way.
But we don't know what we're looking at. Like, there's, you know,
but I feel like you would be able to, like, especially if it was like legs, like you'd be
like
able
spread
to
eagle.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, and then I don't know. I thought at one point she maybe said he. But then she was saying, like, they're the this, like, a lot. And I was like, maybe I just misheard her because she was kind of quiet. She told me she wasn't looking. So I'm going to take that as a wasn't looking. I had another dream last night. It was a boy.
Oh.
But I had dreams with Brooklyn the whole time that it was a boy. Not until the end did I have a dream that it was a girl.
Right.
So I'm just going to ride the wave and see what's happening.
Has Marcy weighed in?
Not yet. I'm going to ask her a little closer to the end.
Okay.
I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't asked her yet, and
just
she hasn't said anything.
Her spidey senses will kick in.
I know. Yeah. I'm going to... At this time, I am leaning boy.
Yeah.
But at this time with Brooklyn, I was leaning boy. And then near the end, I switched.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I'm so excited to find out.
I was right. Yeah. I know. We're going to have to wait a few months. I was looking at the ultrasound photos today. This one, I was about to say his, this one versus Brooklyn's.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, Ty, so this one looks different. Like, the head shape looks different.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I went and looked back, and I don't really have comparable photos, mm-hmm. but I was like, okay, maybe it actually kind of looks the same. So I don't know. And you know, they say you can tell by the skull shape.
Right.
And like the way the forehead goes and all this stuff.
Yeah. And there's like, what is it? Like Ramsey's theory or something? I don't really know what that is, but. there's something with, like, I think early on you're supposed to be able to tell somehow with how the baby's forming or something like that. I've yeah. seen people, like, post about it, but
I don't know. But I was, yeah, all day I was thinking, like, oh, I just, now that I put it out there that I don't want to find out, I'm like, I'm going to accidentally find out. So no, I had nothing confirmed. I did not find yeah. out. Like, there was nothing obvious.
Right.
I
feel like all ultrasound techs should just be trained to say they, them. You know what I yeah, mean?
Yeah, like, pronouns are such a thing now anyway.
Yeah.
She did say that, like, she kept saying the baby, the baby, the baby, right. the baby, the baby.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think I just, I don't know. I don't think she told me.
Yeah.
And, you know, normally that would be, like, your last ultrasound, so you wouldn't really have to worry again, because they right. don't record it, so it's not like my doctor would know, because yeah. when you say no, they don't tell them what it is. So
right.
my midwife, my doctor won't.
Yeah, so nobody can slip up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. However, I'm going to have a few more ultrasounds because based on my last pregnancy, Brooklyn was very small when she right. was born. So I have to have some later
yeah.
on. So I'm hoping that they don't just assume I know and are like, right. oh, she or he or whatever. So yeah. I'll have to be very diligent with them too. But yeah.
Hmm. Well, I'm glad everything went well.
So far, so good. I yeah. haven't heard otherwise. So,
Have you come any further on agreeing on a name?
No. We haven't talked about it much.
No.
To be honest. Because we have our boy name from yeah. before. And the girl name. Now, the thing is, Tyler had his name, right? And I have my name.
Yeah.
But Tyler has come to accept that I am not going to pick his name because he told my sister what the name was. And, like, we don't tell anybody the names, but he's yeah. like, no, he's like, she asked if we had any reject names or whatever. And he's like, I told her because he's like, because I know you're not going to go for it.
Yeah.
And she loved the name.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, I love it. What do you like about it? And I was like, it's not that I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's that, I think I've said this before. It's just that, like, I don't feel like that's our kid's name.
Right.
I also don't feel like it's going to be pronounced correctly. I don't feel like it's going to be spelled correctly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Those are, like, two things that I'm just like, no, thank you.
Well, if you have any girl names, send them to Cass.
Yeah, I love hearing about names. Yeah. I feel like I've heard them all. You know, you're at that point where it's just like... You know
what? I thought that too. And I feel like I'm getting targeted Instagram things again. Because all of my suggested page is all those, like, 10 most whatever baby names. And it's, like, all of those lists and whatever. So yesterday, there was one. And I was like, well, now I have to click on it. It was some, like, weird N to O names or something, or like M to O. Anyway, these names, when I tell you they were horrendous, I wish I would have saved it because they were the worst names I've ever seen in my life. And if your name was on it, I am sorry, but I need to see if I can maybe find it again because I was like, are we just like making up words now?
Yeah.
Or like adding weird things to things that could be names.
Right.
We're just like adding extra letters. And now it's not a name anymore.
Yeah, 100%.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
There was probably one in all of them that I was like, oh, that's a name. Okay, perfect. Not a great one.
Yeah. This is Tyler's thing about names, how they're always like people taking two names and putting them together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he's always like, okay, well, like, what are we going to have? Like Christine Leanne Enzi, like Christine Leanne and Mackenzie all together or whatever. Like he's like these names are getting out of control yeah. and that kind of stuff drives him crazy.
Just stick with what we know.
Yeah. So I said, well, okay, if your name's out of the running, I said you still really like the nickname mm-hmm. of my name.
Yeah.
So that means it's still in. I guess
like it's kind of like the like presidential candidates where it's like you've dropped out
yeah
so now
we're now number one
yeah
and I like come up with something better like I'm extremely open but yeah. the thing is I want him to like the name of our child yeah. like even yes I want a certain name but I want him to want it and like it right. and love it you know you're gonna be calling them that for the rest of your life
yeah totally
so yeah
well he has it a few months to either come around or give in.
Yeah, I know. We just kind of stopped talking about it. And I said that to him the other day. I was like, we haven't talked about names in a while. But again, I haven't really come up with anything. Like sometimes I'll be like, what about this name? And
yeah.
I don't even want it for my kid. I just wonder what he thinks about totally. It, you know? So we just, yeah, we'll see. we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I have lots of time. And I don't know. Maybe it'll be a game time decision.
Yeah. You'll just see them and decide.
Yeah. We have a short list of names that we think we like. But again, it's like nothing's really hit.
Yeah.
Except the name that I want.
Right. So you win.
So I win.
Okay. So talking about winning, I feel like we're going to get into our next fight.
I feel like our friends here who listen are watching our friendship crumble. We're listening to our friendship crumble.
Week by week.
A little bit more and more. And we're about to go on a holiday together. So, gosh. Like I said before, if you don't hear from me again, things didn't go well.
This could be the last episode. Who knows?
So we were thinking that because we keep finding out things about each other that we differ on, somehow we're still holding on strong, I think, as our friendship.
Opposites attract.
Opposites attract, for sure. We're similar enough in certain ways, but like there are little things that, like the little things we see different or we feel differently about.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a little this or that, but let's start with the fact that we are traveling soon.
We are.
And how do you feel about getting to the airport? Are you a let's get there early, not have to stress and rush, especially with children? Or are you a I don't care, the plane will wait, like we'll just get there when we get there kind of person?
I'm not a like the plane will wait person. Like I need to get there early enough to like get through security and get to the gate, but I will not show up 3 hours before a flight.
Okay, so if they recommend that the time is like, I think our international flights, it's 2.5 hours. Yeah. Is that right?
I'll get there like an hour before.
Oh my gosh.
because like,
I'm glad that my husband is the one driving us to the airport.
Yeah.
Because
I have no choice.
You better set that alarm, girl.
I will get in the car regardless.
Or we're leaving without you.
Yeah. But I...
An hour before?
Yeah,
what if there's a... Have you never been to the airport where there's huge lines and you're just like...
No.
The stress isn't worth it.
No. See, I feel like very cocky when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like, I am a pro at security. Like, we always do like a priority check-in and that... Because we usually travel with my dad too. So he has status.
Is your dad coming?
He's not coming.
I mean, he's welcome.
Which is funny because my dad is a very much like get to the airport early person. Mm-hmm. But my mom and I are like, la-di-da, it's fine. So we'll do like the priority check-in. And then we have Nexus. So we'll go through the Nexus line.
Right. But Gray doesn't have Nexus, Gray, right?
She's ruined everything.
Yeah.
So we can't go through the Nexus line. But I am going to look into booking security beforehand.
Oh.
Because you can book your security before. Cool. So
for a fee?
No.
Oh.
Full free.
No way.
So at certain airports, Vancouver being one of them, you can book your security time and then you just get to go cruising through the expedited. They open it like 48 hours, I think, before your flight. So you have to put in all your flight information. It's not like a bunch of people can go on there and like book it and cancel.
Right.
So they only open a certain amount of spots and it's like 48 hours before your flight or 24. I'll have to look into it. But
oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. Yeah, so let me know when you do that.
You book your security and then you just cruise on through. And then if I get to the gate and I have to wait like 15 minutes for them to call me, great. But I hate sitting at the airport for hours. I hate it so much.
I hate to break it to you. We're going to be sitting at the airport.
I know.
Even if we get the security check thing, which I think is great. So for me, it's not that I don't trust that I know how to get through security properly.
I know, it's the other people.
It's that you never know what's going to happen. Yeah. And I've traveled a lot, like luckily, and I've been in situations where you're just stuck. Like you're stuck in this huge line of people and there's nothing you can do about it. And it's stressful and it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Tyler and I are both get to the airport as early as possible people. I'd rather get through security and have to wait 2 hours on that side than you know, so dilly dally on the way.
That's so early.
Yeah. I mean, early, like timing for me doesn't matter because early is early, every day is early.
Totally.
But
Oh, I don't care about like the time of day.
Oh, you mean like getting there early? Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
But then are you one of the people who wants to be on the plane first?
No. Like, we have assigned seats. Who cares? But guess what? We have kids. We get on first now anyway.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. It's like, I never understood the people who would wait in line. Like, before they even started calling for you to board, people would, like, approaching the time of boarding.
Yeah.
They would go up there and stand there. And I'm like, you're going to stand there for 20 minutes?
I think people do it so they get... make sure they get baggage space right above them.
Totally.
But I still agree with you. I think it's crazy. And it's just like, oh, they're in, they're like, well, I'm in whatever, section C or whatever. They call that third. It's like, why are you standing there?
Why are you standing there? And you're blocking the way for everybody else. And then everybody, like little sheep, fall into line.
Yeah.
And I'm like, get out of my way.
No, I'm the same with that for sure.
Yeah. But now I will go onto the plane first, like when they call for like kids and stuff.
It's just easier.
It is, because then you're not having to like worry about her like touching people and like knocking people over.
Well, you get them situated, and especially when they don't have their own seat yet, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We have to like get their stuff together and get our seat. I don't know if you do this, but I definitely wipe down my seats and my tray table and my
Lysol wipes for life.
Yep, and the screen that you're going to be touching a million times and everything. So everything has to be wiped down before we sit down, and
it's a lot.
It's a lot. I've been collecting all these little things. I went to the dollar store the other day and got Brooklyn a bunch of little things that are...
yeah, I need to do that this
kind
week.
Of unfamiliar for her.
Yeah.
To put in a little case to bring in her little backpack.
Oh my gosh.
For the plane. So they're just hopefully things that will keep her occupied at least one way because they're new.
Yeah.
So...
well, I'm just hoping that I got her a pair of headphones.
Yeah. I got the same ones, actually.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that a couple movies will make it.
Hey, Brooklyn will never sit through a couple movies.
Gray loves it.
Oh.
She loves a movie. No.
Brooklyn watches like 5 minutes of something and then she goes, all done? And then you're like, you don't want to watch it anymore? And she goes, more? Like she wants something different.
Right.
She's just, yeah.
Always moving, that child.
Always. That's why it's going to be interesting.
Yeah
I'm just gonna come because you already have bulkhead seats, we don't. Mm-hmm. So I'm just gonna come plop her up there with Gray.
Sure.
So, your problem.
Yeah.
Let her
Shelton be like, switch seats with me.
Yeah.
Him and Tyler can go nap.
Well, I'll sit up there with you.
Yeah.
Although he's the one that needs a comfortable seat, but
yeah. That is one thing, like he's very bougie, and I mean so am I, so we need the like bulkhead or extra room seats.
Yeah.
They emailed me today asking me to like bid for an upgrade.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, I can't do it. Like it was expensive.
Yeah.
I think it was like $300 minimum either way. And even points were like, I think the minimum where it says like it's suggested that you bid this amount of points because it goes whoever's bidding the most will get it usually. So it suggests to you how much you should start at and what your odds are.
Yeah.
So I think it started at like 26,000 or something. And I'm like, each person each way. So I can't.
For a 3-hour flight, it's
not
worth it.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
So it'll be what it is.
Yeah.
It's a super short flight anyway.
Like, we haven't even, we didn't even pick our seats. We tried. I tried like 5 times and it kept like saying yes, okay. And I'm like, I'll pay for the extra whatever.
Yeah.
And then when I would continue, it would just get rid of the seats.
Weird.
So I was like, you know what?
Not meant to be.
Luck of the draw. What happens, happens.
Yeah.
Like for
well,
3 hours.
You can pick the day before. When you go and check in, you'll be able to switch them if you need to.
So for three hours. And honestly, I the amount of times I can't do it now because we have a child and you can't sit in an emergency exit. And the amount of times I've gone up to the gate and I asked them to switch me to an emergency exit.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Like it works probably 95% of the time.
Wow.
It the only time it doesn't work is if the plane's full and people have booked those seats.
Yeah.
So many times they're like, oh yeah, there's a fund available. Here you go. Tyler and I, we'd get up here. But now with a kid, you can't do that.
Yeah. So I think we'll get the flight attendant some goodies. And then
always.
Yeah. And see if we can bribe our way into like business class.
I don't
if the flight's not full, but
yeah, I don't know if that would.
We have a lot of points with the airline. We're very loyal customers.
So I have some random questions here that we'll do a little this or that and see what else we agree and
if or our relationship is compatible.
Disagree on. Now, let me just, whoa, I have so many windows open.
Who was I with?
That's crazy.
I think I was with my sister, and she opened her Safari.
Yeah.
And she had like 120 tabs.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what are you doing?
120?
Yeah. So she'll leave them open.
But does her phone even working, or was it so slow?
I don't know. But like, I semi-recently started...
I'm closing them all right now.
Yeah. I started creating folders, because I would go and like find a recipe or something and then keep it open in a window and just keep all of those windows open. The same, like if I found something for my business or something that I wanted to like take Gray to or whatever it was. And so now I've created favorites folders, and I'll just bookmark all of these things. So I only have like 6 windows open.
Mm.
And I'm like, get it together. Start favorites folders. Like,
but you're so you're organized. 120. You're organized. 120 is excessive.
How many did you have?
Oh, like 11 maybe.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, no. That's it. But I just didn't think I had that many even. And I was just like,
yeah.
I already canceled them all out. So, okay. Some random ones here. Iced coffee on a snowy day or hot coffee in a heat wave?
Iced coffee.
I'm saying I'm always an iced coffee girl. Hot coffee, very rare for me.
Yeah.
It has its place.
Yeah, I'll do an Americano. But other than an Americano or like a brewed coffee, it's always going to be iced.
Mm. I think this one's obvious. Bad haircut or bad dye job?
Probably a dye job.
Yeah, because the hair.
You can fix it
exactly.
Easier.
Being sweaty in cold weather or sneezing in hot weather?
That's a weird question. Sneezing, I guess. Sneezing doesn't bother me, really. Are we talking constantly sneezing?
We're constantly sweaty.
I don't like being sweaty.
These ones are weird. Where did those ones come from? I had a couple tabs of these open. I think I kept the wrong one open. Okay. What about, would you prefer a free lunch or paid time off?
Paid time off.
Of course. Who wouldn't?
Obviously. Whoever's picking lunch. Raise your standards.
Would you rather eat Thanksgiving food every day or never eat it again?
Probably never eat it again.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I could go without turkey.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we talked about Thanksgiving food before.
We may have. We'll normally do, like, we very rarely have turkey. It's more so, I think, with Sheldon's family. Like, my family will do turkey maybe once a year.
Mm.
And then most often, other times, we'll do like prime rib, because it's delightful.
Mm-hmm.
And on occasion, lamb. I know that's controversial, but...
We actually just had lamb.
I love it.
Yeah.
I know it's sad.
I was just next door. We had an early Easter.
Yeah.
And we just ate lamb. It was delicious.
Do you like the mint sauce with it?
No. Get out of town.
Disgusting, but...
Okay, agreed. And I'm English, so I should, but... I'm also Italian, and I feel like that. I'm just like, get the shit out of here. Okay. I just saw where to go. Okay. Forest or beach?
Beach.
Beach? Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm forest.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm not a huge beach person. Mm. I love, like, don't get me wrong.
This just reminds me of Barbie. Have you seen the Barbie movie?
I haven't.
Oh, gosh.
Movies or TV?
Movie person,
yeah, movies or TV.
I would pick TV.
Oh, you would? Okay.
I would pick TV, but all I do like movies.
Yeah.
Like, I do like an occasional movie if I can stay up for it. But Barbie was very good. But Ken in it is just like, I am beach.
Yeah. I love like going to the beach. I like the beach at night, actually, like sunset. Yes. I like the beach.
Yeah.
I'm not like a heat of the day, like that kind of beach girl. No.
Yeah.
Do I like if I'm in Hawaii and I can just kind of wade in the water like a little bit? Sure. Yeah, I like that. But yeah. I'm not going there for an hour and that's it. Like, I'm not
going like swimming in the ocean, but I'll like suntan and...
Yeah. All right. So, okay. So there you go. You're not an ocean person.
No, I hate the ocean.
Okay. So I'm also not a huge ocean person, but
I do like
going in to like where I can still see everything.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and I'm only up to like my waist, but I can sit down and like be fully covered and that kind of thing. And the nice sand, no rockiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm picky.
What makes you forest? Like, I picture forest and I'm like hiking, and I despise a hike.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I'm not
in any. Like, it's funny because your husband hikes like every day.
He hikes all the time, and I'm trying to be better because I know that it's important to him. And so last year we went on a hike, like just down the street. There's a good little hike.
A good little something hike.
And cause it's not really like, it's ledge view. Like, it's not like a hike. It's,
yeah,
kind of, but anyway. And then we went out and got me some hiking shoes because I was like, my commitment is like once a week, we're going to go on a hike. And then ever since then, I don't think I've been on one. Because they closed the trail for a while.
Tyler and I with bikes.
They closed the trail for a while, and then it was winter, and then just... So coming up, I'll go. But I hate cardio.
Okay.
So I'll do an easy hike. I'll do, like, Lindemann is, like, my baseline hike.
I haven't done it, but it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I've seen a million photos. It's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, forest to me, I love, like, the... breathing in like the forest air, and I really do. I'm also not like a let's go on a hike, but when I go on a hike, I'm like, oh, I'm happy. I'm like, I'm out here. Like, it just feels good. So
I like a hike with a destination,
sure,
like a view or something. But I won't just hike to hike.
Yeah, I don't like hiking if I know that there's like bears and cougars around, because I don't enjoy it.
Yeah,
I'm just like constantly looking around, and I, you know. Yeah. Like Tyler and I were in Tofino and we went on hikes, and they're beautiful. We hiked down to this like secret beach and all this stuff. But the whole time I was just like, bears, 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 bears going to pop out. Bears, bears, bears. Because they have warnings everywhere and stuff, right? Yeah.
That's
I don't
my
like
thing.
Wild animals. I like them from afar. If they're behind something, they can't attack me.
Yeah. Like, it's too close for comfort here.
Yeah. Oh, I never go on a hike by myself.
Oh, never.
People who go on hikes by themselves, I'm like, Tyler will go. Like,
yeah, Sheldon will go all the time because he's not afraid of anything.
Yeah, I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
Yeah, no. Concerts or movies?
Concerts.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Sloshing my wine. my phone is like falling. My wine is sloshing. Yeah, I love a concert.
Yeah. See, I don't like movies. I like concerts. When I'm there, they're fun. It's fun to be at. But like the whole ordeal of going to a concert, it turns me off of concerts.
Yeah. Like
if I lived maybe near close to a concert venue, that's different. But we live like an hour away.
Yeah. And then the one thing I don't like about the concerts is driving back after, because it's always like 11 p.m.
Yeah.
And then you're stuck in the traffic getting out of the venue. And then you're stuck in traffic on the highway from all of the people that just left.
It's fun when you live in the city. Like when I lived in the city, it was fun because you go and then after you go to the bar with your friends. Mm-hmm. And it, like, so that's fun.
Yeah.
But now I'm just like too old and tired.
Yeah. It's a night and an option.
Yeah, you can watch like the Eras movie on too. There you go. That's like a concert movie.
Exactly. I have watched that. It's good.
You did watch it? Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
Money or fame?
Money.
100%. Usually fame comes with money. But not always. Yeah, you could be famous for murdering people, I guess.
Truly. So I really don't care to be famous.
No, quiet money is where it's at. Those are the smart people.
Yeah.
Piercings or tattoos?
Tattoos.
Yeah. I'm piercings. I don't have any tattoos.
How many piercings do you have?
Unless my eyebrows count. Microblading. So I started with a face.
You don't have an eyebrow tattoo.
I started with a face tattoo. Otherwise, I'm a purist. Piercings, I have not many. I have just my earlobes and then my upper ear. And then I had my belly button pierced. But I took that out when I got pregnant because that's...
Oh, like up until recently.
Pregnant with Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took it out because I was like... Or maybe I took it out like when I first got pregnant. Like miscarriage pregnant. Yeah. Because I was like, well, I'm not going to be pregnant with like this... belly ring and like my stomach stretching and whatever, and then you're having like ultrasound. I don't know, just seemed weird. I took it out. But I still have like the hole there.
Oh, okay. I got my belly button pierced when I was 16.
Oh,
did not tell my parents.
Oh,
they found out. I was 17. Anyway, they found out. I don't know how long that they knew for, but then they, when my like semi-formal dance was coming up at school, my dad was like, okay, so you can keep your belly button ring or you can take it out and go to your dance. It's like, here you go.
Oh, and you never put it back in?
Never put it back in. No.
That was smart of him.
Yeah.
I didn't get my ears pierced. My ears were my first piercing. I didn't get them pierced until I was 18.
Mine, I think I was like 22.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Because my mom does not have her ears pierced.
Really?
She's the only person I know who has clip-on earrings.
No way.
She still wears clip-on earrings. Yeah, you see her wearing earrings? Those are clip-ons.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that they made those still.
I don't know if they do. If she still has their stash. I know. So like it's not really a thing anymore, but my mom wears clip-on ears. She said she always hated the idea of holes in your ears.
Interesting.
Yeah. So when I was 18, I finally like worked up the courage. My sister has hers done. Mm-hmm. I worked up the courage and I did it. And then I was like, oh, this is cool. So then I got the upper one done like a month later. And then one day my cousin and I were like, let's go get our belly buttons pierced. So we went and got our belly buttons pierced. And then I stopped. I actually do want a couple more in my ears, but I just like, I'm like, oh, but it's uncomfortable to sleep on and all this stuff. So then that's why I haven't done it.
I have been considering getting another one in my ear.
Yeah.
Either like an upper one or like a couple lower ones or something. Mm. I don't wear earrings often enough.
We should do it over on holidays, but I don't, can you get pierced when you're pregnant? Maybe not for infection purposes.
I don't think so. Cause I know you can't do like tattoos either.
But yeah, tattoo makes sense.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I would think I was 22, I think, when I got them done. I remember when I was younger going to like the mall.
It's funny you started with your belly button.
Yeah.
That's bold. Cause that's more painful for sure.
Yeah. I think it was just like, I went with one of my friends. It was like a cool thing to do situation. But yeah, my sister and I went, and like we went to like a tattoo place and piercing place or whatever, like didn't go to Claire's. But when I was younger, we went to Claire's and I got as far as them like marking my ears and then was like, no, I don't want to do this.
Oh, really?
So yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like, apparently you're not supposed to go where the guns.
Yeah, because they can get infections and
yeah, you should go somewhere like a tattoo shop that will use a needle or whatever. All right, baking or cooking?
Baking.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I wonder what your answer will be.
Would you rather be overdressed somewhere or underdressed?
Probably over.
Yeah, I mean, I love to be comfortable, but
totally. But I feel like.
I feel like I'd be uncomfortable both ways.
Yeah. I think I'd be more uncomfortable. I'm picturing like jeans at a formal event, you know?
Oh yeah, no, I can't do it. Remember, I used to work weddings. They were weddings I work and there'd be a couple people in jeans. I'm like,
somebody came to our wedding in jeans, one of Sheldon's family members, and I was like,
who wears jeans to a wedding?
Exactly.
Unless it's like at a farm country hoedown, and that's like the
golf
look
for, course fancy,
and that's like
wedding.
The look for the guys, you know, like they have a belt and nice shoes but they're wearing jeans and that's the vibe. That's different. But like, yeah, I worked at a golf course.
Yeah, this was not the case.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, that's a choice.
And I'm sorry, it has nothing to do with like, well, maybe they couldn't afford something. You can get nice dress pants at the thrift store for a couple dollars. Cheaper than those jeans, I'm sure. So would you rather die in 10 years or be immortal?
I don't know. I feel like I'm so iffy with immortality because like, do I want to see the world end basically? You know,
but then would you be immortal if the world ends?
No, but I also wouldn't want to die in 10 years.
Yeah.
Probably immortality.
Mm. I agree. And
at this point in my life, at least.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it's because I have a child.
Yeah.
And a child
on
the
way. Right.
Like, I can't imagine. You know what I realized? That I hadn't thought of, obviously, in this perspective before. That I mean, I had, but it hit different. So just over a year ago, one of my really good friends, her mom passed away, and I grew up with her since middle school. We've been really good friends, and so I knew her mom, and her mom was wonderful. And so her mom passed away, and she had made Brooklyn a blanket, like which they gave me before I had Brooklyn. So she made the baby a blanket, and she passed somewhat suddenly, like it just progressed really quickly and somewhat suddenly. So, and when I got the news that she had passed, I like laid on my bed with Brooklyn, like, and I wrapped Brooklyn in that blanket and I was just like crying. And I realized that one of the reasons I was so sad, obviously I was so sad for my friend and her family, and I was so sad just that like this beautiful person was gone, but that a mom had to leave her babies.
Yeah.
Her babies are adults, but they're still her babies. Totally. And that, like, just holding my baby, just like, that was it.
Like, wrecked
just
you,
wrecked
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
So I just, anything where people have children, especially young children, and like nobody should outlive their child, first of all.
No.
But so you're eventually going to leave your babies, and hopefully that's the way it goes, because you know, you shouldn't outlive your child. Totally. That's devastating.
Yeah.
But it's so sad too from that perspective, like she had to say goodbye, and she knew she was dying.
Right.
She had to say goodbye to her babies, her kids, and I just can't even.
Yeah.
Oof. Not to get serious on us all of a sudden, but.
No, that's devastating though.
Yeah.
But I mean, in that case, I think I would rather know, because then you can say bye and then like your kids could prepare and all of that, like as much as they could, but still, like, there's no like good way to go.
No. No. I know. There's no good way to go.
Okay, let's.
Anyway,
happier.
Sorry about that.
Happier. I just think that's.
It's just a perspective that I had, and it's worth thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
This says lost or found. What?
Definitely not lost.
Do you prefer a pool party or a costume party?
Probably a costume party.
I love a good costume party.
We all know I like a theme.
You do. That's right. Would you rather have bad breath or body odor?
Neither. Can you cover up the body odor? Body odor? Breath? I don't know. I can't choose.
I feel like I'd also rather have body odor.
Yeah.
I mean, if, like, some people just can pull it off. Who's that? Matthew McConaughey? He doesn't wear deodorant, and he can pull it off, but he's also Matthew McConaughey. Would you rather have fingers for toes or toes for fingers?
Fingers for toes, I think, because then you could hide them.
Yeah, you just need really big shoes.
Yeah, which I would rather that than like a big toe thumb.
Stubby fingers.
What would you choose?
Yeah, I would choose fingers for toes. Wait, yeah, fingers for toes.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Would you rather lose your hearing or your eyesight?
Hearing.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had just had a really good one and I totally forgot it.
It's a baby.
Yeah.
Sheldon always used to say to me, when I was pregnant, if I had like a blip like that, he'd be like, oh, the baby just got smarter.
Like, I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take it.
She is very smart. Happened a lot.
She is very smart. Yeah. Hot dog or hamburger?
A hamburger. A good hamburger.
Yeah. I'm a hot dog girl through and through. I love hamburgers or like cheeseburgers, but I am a hot dog girl for sure.
I haven't had a hot dog in a long time, but I do like a good hot dog too.
Yeah. I love a good hot dog.
Like the Lully's ones.
So good.
Delicious.
So good.
I know we talked about those last week, but
we did. What are your food ones?
Okay, so pizza or pasta?
You're asking Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Pasta if it's homemade noodles.
Okay, yeah. I think I'm pasta too.
Otherwise pizza.
Cupcakes or cookies?
Ooh, cookies.
Yeah. Me also. Ice cream or frozen yogurt?
Ice cream.
Yep. Mexican or Chinese food?
Mexican.
Yep. Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes?
Yeah.
Unless it's a Liege waffle. Oh, a Liege waffle down walking down the street in Belgium, that wins.
I was like, what the hell is a Liege waffle?
Yeah.
A fancy Belgian waffle?
Yeah, but not like, like here, a Belgian waffle, you see them, they're just like a puffed like up a kind of waffle. Like waffle. They're just like thicker, like big.
Like
but
anything these, bigger than an
but Eggo. A Liege waffle is, it's that has yeast in it and has sugar crystals inside. Mm. And you can get them on the street in Belgium just like hot. And they're, oh, you walk down the street and you eat this. They're so freaking good. You can get them with stuff on them, but just plain, yeah, warm. They're the best. You know Nero waffles?
I think I've heard of it.
Okay, so they make them, but okay, it's nothing like when you're in Belgium. Mm. No offense to them. But
I do like a waffle. There's also lots of applications for waffles. A waffle cone, a stroop waffle.
Oh, I wasn't considering that. If I'm considering that, then I'd go waffle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Savory or sweet?
Yeah, savory.
Yeah, I think I'm the same. I have a good sweet tooth, but
yeah.
Yeah. Nutella or peanut butter?
Oh, peanut butter.
Yeah. I'm not a huge Nutella person.
Mm, I like Nutella, but I know.
I think it's overdone
sometimes.
It's
like 100 calories a tablespoon.
Is it?
Yeah, something like that. I think peanut butter is similar, but I don't eat peanut butter with sugar in it.
Yeah.
Because I grew up on all natural peanut butter, so I'm used to it and I like it. But yeah, Nutella is terrible for you.
Yeah.
But it's pretty tasty, so.
Breakfast or dinner?
Oh, totally depends on my mood. Mm. I'd say dinner just for the variety.
Yeah, me too. Pizza or wings?
Pizza.
Yeah. Seafood or steak? I know the answer to this steak. Party, but yeah.
Although not right now.
There's another weird comparison on here. Pasta or soup? Which is a strange little
situation.
You can
put pasta in soup, so pasta.
You can put pasta. Oh, I'm like, you can put pasta in soup?
Oh, like noodles.
Chicken noodle, yeah. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Yeah. Staying in or going out?
Staying in.
Yeah. Shopping online or shopping in store?
Depends on my mood. But I like shopping online. It's fun.
Yeah, I'm not a big... Especially now, I'm like, I don't want to deal with the people. I don't want to have to try things on.
Yeah. But I hate returning things.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Yeah. Reading or audiobooks?
Oh, I'm going to consider a podcast an audiobook, so audiobook.
Mm. Sunrise or sunset?
Sunrise.
Sunrise? Well, I guess, yeah, you get up early.
I like getting up early.
Yeah, I'm a sunset person.
I like watching the sunset. It's beautiful, but I'm an early riser.
Yeah. A bath or a shower?
Shower.
Yeah, I do like a good bath, though.
So do I. I love a bath. But it's just like, you're not going to have a bath every... Like, who has time to have a bath every day?
There are people that do that, though.
Yeah.
I'm like, where do you get the time for that?
They probably don't have toddlers.
True. Colors or neutrals?
Ooh. For what?
Anything.
I want to say color, but I'm very neutral in, like, the way I dress and, like, certain things.
Yeah.
But I like color.
I like color more... now, but I am more like a neutral person for sure. A hotel or an Airbnb?
Hotel.
Yeah. A plane or a road trip?
A plane, because I can't road trip to Europe. Although I hate being on a plane.
Yeah.
Not because I'm scared of it. It's just uncomfortable.
They are uncomfortable.
But they can take me anywhere in the world. A road trip, I can't. So.
Yeah, that is true. I do like a good road trip, though.
Road trips are
like
fun.
Like making a good playlist for the road trip, packing all your snacks.
Yeah.
It's great. Tourist spots or museums?
Oh, tourist spots. I hate museums.
Do you?
Yeah. I find them so boring.
Yeah. I remember going to the Louvre.
Yeah, I've done that.
And that's was fine. Like, it was just, like, I can appreciate it, but it's just not my
There are some
tea.
Cool things. Like, the Natural History Museum is really cool.
Yeah.
And, like, there are things that are cool, but... I'm not one to read every plaque and every, I just don't have the attention span or the interest. Things like, would you consider NASA a museum? I don't know, but NASA was freaking cool.
Yeah, we've gone to, was it NASA? We went somewhere in Florida, like the space, or Alabama, the space station center, space center.
Yeah, we went to NASA in Texas.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was really cool. Like stuff like that I really like, but like a museum of like art or history or whatever, like get out of town.
Yeah.
Tyler and my sister go do that kind of thing. And like, I'll go shopping. Like, I don't know.
I will not be
here. Yeah.
That's it. Cool. My list.
Well, it seems like as of now, we can still be friends.
Yeah. We're on the same page with a lot of things.
With a lot of things, but it's just a matter of time.
Matter of time before there's a deal breaker.
It's true. It's true. So I learned something today that I didn't know.
Yeah.
And we're going to switch gears here because that's what we do.
We need like sound effects. Switching gears.
a gears turning sound effect. I learned something about C-sections today that I didn't know. Maybe you knew this. Hmm. Maybe I knew it before and I forgot, but I don't think I knew it. So do you know that? Okay. So when you have a C-section, apparently the bladder sits on top of the uterus.
Okay.
So it's very possible that the bladder can accidentally get damaged when you're having a C-section. So, and not necessarily like through slicing into you, but just like with everything going on there, something can happen. So if there's any suspicion that there might be an issue with the bladder, here's what they have to do. Because you have a catheter in, right?
Right, yeah.
So they can't tell if there's like a cut to it or like a hole or whatever in the bladder that could cause a problem because the catheter is draining everything. So they wouldn't see it spill out. What they do is they pump your bladder full of milk. And this is like they use infant formula, like sterile infant formula. And then they watch your abdomen. And if any of the milk flows into your abdomen, they know that there's like a puncture in your bladder and they deal with it. If there's no milk in your abdomen, then they go, okay, the bladder's fine. It drains.
Like they do that automatically? Or just if they think that there's
only
a problem?
Only if there's a suspicion that there might be an issue. They don't always do it. Yeah.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
That's weird.
I had no idea.
Where did you learn this?
I learned it on TikTok. But it is
like fact check. Every time Sheldon sends me a news article, I'm like, did you learn this on Joe Rogan?
It's a fact. There's a labor and delivery nurse who I follow. Her name is Jen. She's like 3.5 million followers. Mm-hmm. She is a labor and delivery nurse, like actively.
Yeah.
And she was commenting, somebody tagged her in somebody else's post saying that they did that as a labor and delivery nurse, and they, I guess, they didn't believe it. And then she's like, oh, she's like, no, that's actually my friend. And she's like, no, I do this all the time. She said, I train people how to do this. And then she showed like that it's a real thing, like by pulling up certain things. And she showed herself doing like getting the apparatuses ready and stuff like that. It's a real thing.
That is so weird.
Isn't that weird? It makes sense.
It does. It doesn't make it any less weird.
It's like when they put that like in your body, that blue dye or whatever, to see like where that goes if you have a blockage in your fallopian tubes or whatever, stuff like that.
I did have that.
It's like that, but it's in the middle of surgery, so they use infant formula.
Yeah, I remember having that done when I was doing all of the pre-testing for IVF for Gray.
Yeah.
I had to do something where they put dye in your fallopian tubes. Mm. To like see if they were blocked or something, but and I think I've had when I had problems with my kidney too, they did some kind of like a CT scan maybe with dye where they just like inject it through your whole body and see where it goes.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
That's crazy,
all of that stuff.
I know. Things are weird.
The more you know.
The more you know. Like, you want to know something that I learned about myself that I didn't know? Like, and I had I found out through an ultrasound one time. I have an extra valve on my kidney.
Do you?
Yeah.
No way.
It has no function. It doesn't do anything.
And like attached to anything?
I said, is that why I pee all the time? Like, not being pregnant. I'm like, because I like always feel like I always have to pee. I'm like, is that why I had to pee all the time? They're like, no. Like, it literally is just there. It's just something I was born with. I just grew an extra valve that I didn't need.
Maybe it's there for the future in case you need it. Like a backup.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Is it just floating there?
Like, never would have known unless I had an ultrasound because I was having some pain or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, unrelated, apparently.
I found out that one of my kidneys, the uterus that comes off of your kidney, was like narrowed in one spot. So I was having...
You need an extra valve. I have one.
I had surgery for it. So so they found... When was that? Like 2015 maybe? And so I was having like... I think I had like... two or three UTIs in a row, and I had like never had one before, and so that was an awful time. And then I had a bladder infection, and so then they had to do a whole bunch of tests and stuff, and then they found that this valve was narrow. So they said it's something that you're probably born with, but it just presents as a problem like in your 30s. So then they had to go and do surgery on it. So they like
they just made it bigger,
or what? I think they cut the narrowed part out and then reattached it. It was laparoscopic. Yeah. I had to stay in the hospital for almost a week, though.
No way.
Yeah, it was awful.
Crazy.
Yep. Fun facts.
Wow.
We both have weird kidneys.
Yeah. I thought I had a UTI this week. Which is a TMI. I don't know. Oh, gosh.
They're awful.
I just like for like 4 or 5 days, I was just kind of feeling that. And I was like, is this UTI or is this pregnancy? Yeah. And I did the same thing last pregnancy. And I got tested last pregnancy, and it wasn't a UTI. So then I gave it like 4 or 5 days, and it was just like, felt like it was getting worse. So I went and I called my midwife. They're like, oh, come in and we'll like test. And then based on my symptoms, it was negative in the clinic, but
yeah,
they sent it off anyway. But I didn't hear anything back because she's like, well, you're having symptoms, so we'll send it. So obviously I didn't have one, or it was just at the end and it like passed.
Yeah.
But I like all that's gone away. Like it feels much better. It just lasted like 4 or 5 days. And I was like, maybe it's some weird, like just weird growing pains that just felt like a UTI. But
I had something like that with Gray too. Like I was in the hospital for a day. I didn't have to stay overnight, but it was the same kind of pain, like kidney pain. And they thought I had a kidney infection. I was on like antibiotics and all of this stuff. Like it was quite early on, but it all ended up fine. So
yeah, I just didn't want it to turn into something like that. Yeah. Okay, so that's why I just got checked. And
yeah, it's better to be safe than sorry.
Always.
Yeah.
Always go get checked, y'all.
That's what they're there for.
For everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope you guys learned something about us today.
Yeah.
And then you'll still come back and listen next week. Hopefully we haven't scared you away.
No, you're going to hear next week. You're going to hear all about our trip, right?
Yeah.
Am I doing the math correctly?
I think so.
Yeah.
You will or you won't. Who knows?
I think it will be a trip.
Come back and find out.
trip recap.
Yeah.
But thank you guys for being here, for listening. We love you. Thanks for sticking it out with us. We really appreciate it.
We do.
All right.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.